You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, tonight we're talking about expectations. We're talking about universal truths. We're talking about what is and what is not. And you know, when we experience life with certain expectations, we expect certain things to happen. We expect them to happen a certain way. We expect them to happen a certain time and with certain people involved and on a certain specific date and time. When that happens, we lose out on a lot of our life. You know, we lose out on the things that actually matter. We get so inundated and ingrained in the concept that things have to happen a certain way. And if they really don't, then there's something wrong. Then life is just, you know, they're selling us a bill of goods. It's not worth it. Life's passing us by. We have little to be thankful for. We might as well go home and die. And it's a very interesting concept, expectations, because we all have them, quite honestly. I have them myself. Bill has them. You have them. It's just the way life is. I mean, human, to have expectations is to live and to breathe air like a human being. We have a tendency of expecting everything. We expect things to be a certain way, to smell a certain way, to act a certain way, to talk a certain way, to come in a certain form and a format. All that package in a cute little box that we expect to come in our mail a specific way. And it's interesting in these situations in life because we have a tendency of discrediting things that don't come in that pattern. How did this happen? What's the worth of that? And we start questioning these opportunities in our life because we don't think they're opportunities. Instead, what? We think they are obstacles. And so expectations can really critically get us on the wrong path. So I want to talk about tonight, I want to start talking about how with expectations, it kills our creativity. And you know, Bill, if you and I came into the studio every single night and we expected it to be a certain way every single time, I don't think we could go on the air.
We would have, because it would have been the same show, and we would have stopped like at show number 100, you know, and which, by the way, you know, we need to pat ourselves on the back. We've just completed show number 200.
Wow.
Of Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Yay.
Yay.
You know, cue the hallelujah chorus.
That's great.
You know? And by the way, congratulations to you, Ashley. You know,
thank you.
Because I mean, most people in this business, I mean, they don't get to show number 50.
We
much
did
less
it.
To show number 200. Ooh, so congratulations to you. By the way, we'll get it out of the way here at the start of the show. This is our shameless plug segment. So Ashley, if I wanted to listen to all 200 episodes
wow.
of Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, where would I go to?
You go to ashleyburgess.com, or you could go to iTunes, or you could go to Spreaker. And listen on demand anytime, any place, anywhere with no expectations.
Absolutely. So, for those of you who are stuck in the morning or afternoon commute, then
listen on your smartphone, plug it into your car,
absolutely.
And turn it on, and you can hear it through the speakers in your vehicle.
Absolutely. And you can hear universal truths like the one we're discussing today.
Perfect. So let's talk about those expectations, you know? I mean, I think the funny thing about expectations is that it really does kill our creativity.
Absolutely.
Right? When you expect things to be a certain way, if you expect certain things to go down a certain way or people to react a certain way or a project to always come to fruition in a certain way, that's done.
You know, and I, gosh, Ashley, you must have had me in mind when you came up with the show, concept of the show tonight, because I'm that person. You know, I don't consider myself a very creative person. I have trouble thinking in creative terms. I'm much more comfortable within defined boundaries. Okay. And so because of that, you know, I kind of, you know, set the expectations of what I want something to look like. And I know that can, you know, really restrict me, but at the same time, I feel more comfortable. You know, I don't feel comfortable stepping outside the box a lot of times.
Understand. And a lot of people listening right now feel the same way. I mean, it seems easier to deal with a small confined situation. You know what you can do. You know what you can't do.
The devil you know versus the devil you don't.
Yeah, and you understand it. You expect it, and you know what's going to be expected. you know? And I think a lot of times in life, you know, like I get kind of scared because you're creating something brand new and you're creating something very different and very non-boxy type thing. And you know, you're always going to have pullback. You're always going to have people that tell you when you're creating something new, that's not the way you do it. No, that's not the formula. No, the formula is this. This is what's worked. This is what works, you know? And then you have to sit back and go, okay, well, do I want to do the same humdrum thing, or do I want to create something that I think is going to take us into the next century? I think I'll go with the latter. Even though it's a little scary, right? Because you don't know all the answers to the questions. You don't know how it's all going to come together. But you know that something's going to come together and it's going to work out.
Yeah.
And that, to me, you're allowed to think about things in a positive light. Like, I'm not saying that you thinking in your head everything's going to work out. That's really not an expectation.
Yeah.
That's an affirmation, an affirmative affirmation that you believe in what you're doing. That's all that is. I believe in what I'm doing, and I know that a positive thing will come out of this. That's it. Expectations, what we're talking about is when you expect every specific thing to be a certain way. When you go places and you expect it has to be this way, and you miss opportunities because you're constantly off target. Okay, because it's easy to get off target. If you're out at target practice, let's just say, and you're out there shooting at target practice, and you think that the target you're supposed to be shooting at is the one over here toward the left area, you know, and you're not even thinking the whole time that you're actually shooting on someone else's target.
Oops.
Yeah, you're not even thinking about it. And yours is right there, and you miss it the whole time because you're thinking that your target is somewhere else. That's what expectations are.
I saw that literally happen one time, by the way.
Did you really? That's hilarious.
Literally.
That's hilarious. At least he didn't turn around and like shoot the guy or anything.
No kidding, huh?
It's true, though. I mean, a lot of times we miss the forest for the trees. We miss opportunity because we believe that opportunity comes in a certain format. Okay, that it's going to come with a nice bow on its head. It's going to be like that Lexus Christmas commercial, okay, where the woman always goes outside of her really amazing mansion and sees a new Lexus with a red bow. I mean, come on. I mean, besides the fact that this is just so corny and cliche, God bless us all.
Right.
However, life's not like that.
Right.
You know, you don't have people that show up at your doorstep with a big bow on their head saying, opportunity, like with a big neon sign that's kind of like, you know, frying out. Opportunity. Opportunity.
good sound effects there, actually. Good. So, you know, if this radio show thing doesn't work out after 200 episodes, you got a future in the sound effects business.
It sounded more like a possum, didn't it?
Yeah, it sounds more like a balloon hissing gas or something.
It does, kind of, doesn't it? Dude, but if I would have had expectations on that, you know, I would have just started crying. You know that? I would have just cried myself into a corner. But yeah, so it kills creativity. It kills your creativity. So let's move on to the next thing that expectations do. It actually affects your acceptance of things. Think about that. When we expect things to happen a certain way, it's hard for us to accept them when we don't go that way. When things don't go a certain way, it's hard to accept it. And the problem is that we've already expected something. And so we have this all in our head. Like, this is the way it's going to happen, and this is the way it's going to go down. And this, I mean, and you can look at it from something big, you know, to something small. I mean, whether it's the life expectancy of a family member, okay, to the restaurant that you're about to go eat.
You know, and again, you must have had me in mind. Because I'm just that way. You know, I kind of joke with you. You know, I like to plan my spontaneity.
Oh, I know.
And so, you know, when I'm, you know, determined to do something, okay, I'll be okay. Step one, step two, step three, A, B, C, D, you know, flow chart, you know, outline.
Do I do this? Do I do that?
That type of thing. Yeah. And if something in there doesn't go correct, all right, then I start to freak. Because now my nice, neat little world is about to collapse in on me. So I'm everybody out there knows this. You know, besides me, you know somebody like this. I know somebody like this. We all know somebody like this. I'm the guy at work.
I'm looking at this.
Yeah, exactly. You're looking at him. I'm the guy at work who bugs everybody by saying, okay, if this breaks or if this doesn't work, what's our backup plan?
Oh, my God.
And everybody looks at me like, oh, geez, Bill,
I'll
really?
I'll look at you like that.
Now, you know, inevitably, you know, if something doesn't go according to plan, and then everybody's like scrambling, what do we do? What do we do? You know, it looks like Keystone Cops. and then I'm like going, I told you so.
Oh, yeah. And you take glory. You can take glory.
I take glory in it. Exactly. but see, I'm that guy, you know. I mean, it's, you know, and I, you know, again, you can listen to previous shows on this, you know, Murphy's Law.
God, we're not going into Murphy's Law right now, okay? Cutting you off on the Murphy's Law thing. No, but you're true. You're right about that, though. You do see, you expect the worst.
No. I don't expect the worst. I
you plan for the worst.
I plan for the worst.
Even though expecting and planning,
I want the best
similar
to happen. I want it how we planned it out to happen. It's just that what happens if it doesn't, then I you know, I want to know what to do in that situation.
Okay.
And I think that's an important distinction.
I agree, but I think sometimes people can get so inundated in planning for the worst that they actually make that the reality.
And I won't dispute that.
Because, I mean, I've done it.
I won't, yeah.
I've done it before, and I've seen people do it where they go, well, you know, okay, plan for the worst, expect the worst. You know, what happens, though, is normally something that's close to the worst happens.
Because, actually, sometimes I drive myself crazy.
Yeah, and I understand, and I think a lot of people listening tonight can understand that as well, is that we have a tendency, our mind can drive us all crazy, and if we allow it to be, and especially with expectations, we can go a little bit insane. So stay tuned, we return, we'll be talking more about dealing with acceptance, as well as how we get in the way of our own growth. Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, we're talking about expectations tonight. We're talking about a universal truth of what expectations really does to our life. You know, right before the break, I was talking about how expectations actually affect our acceptance of life. You know, when we're dealing with things, we have all these expectations put on that. It's hard for us to accept when things don't go the way that we think they're supposed to go. Quite honestly, when we've made this roadmap, this blueprint of how our life is supposed to be, and how everything in our life is supposed to go, when things go outside of that and go outside the bell curve or do whatever they do, we have a difficult time of accepting what's really happening. And so the first thing we want to do is really just get rid of those expectations. We got to let them go, because if we think about it, most of the time our expectations never come to fruition. They never come that way. And in the process of expecting things to happen a certain way, we miss our target. We constantly do it. It's like going into a meeting thinking that you're going to sell somebody a product. Okay, let's just say whatever. You're selling... Okay, I got a bottle of Tums right here in front of me. Okay, so you're selling a bottle of Tums, right? And who's going to be my highest bidder on the Tums? Well, for the most part, there's probably not one person in there that wants the Tums.
Okay? Right.
just you know, they don't want the Tums, okay? Maybe they're against Tums. Maybe they're Maalox makers. Who knows? Who knows, okay? But the thing is that while you're so busy with your agenda, your expectations, you miss the boat. You miss it because you can't entice anybody to buy this bottle of Tums. You go, I've given up. You're not even paying attention to what's going on around. You're not listening to anything. And you lose out at a possible opportunity. And anytime that we meet new people, anytime that we listen to people talk, anytime that we learn stuff, that's an opportunity, right? And a lot of times we misconstrue what a real legitimate opportunity is. And I think that's what's so interesting, is that we really do get in the way of our own growth. And we have these expectations, and I've written about this in my latest book, The 10-Day Challenge, to Live Your True Life. You know, in 10 days, you can change your life from on every single level and better it. And one of the things is about how expectations suck. And they really do, because I know that everybody listening right now has been in a situation where you've taken a vacation with the family. You've taken this vacation with the family, and you went online, and you did your research, and you found the perfect place to take the family. And you find the perfect hotel that the family's going to love. And you look at all the pictures and you go, look, Johnny, look, little Alice, little Lucy, check out this. This is going to be great. And everybody's got this expectation of what the pool looks like, what the grounds look like.
See, this would be me.
How great the room is.
Yes.
You know, honey, you're going to love this. It's got this jacuzzi bathtub. You've been talking about that forever. Okay. See,
just like in the brochure.
See, just you see it right here. It's in color. Here, let me blow it up for you. You go to that next site right there. That'll open up bigger pictures for you. And you check into the hotel, and guess what happens? Room doesn't have a tub. Maybe the picture's got a little bit of some Photoshop, because maybe the hotel's a little older than you thought it was.
But no, maybe about it.
Maybe it's 10 years older than it looks, right? Maybe those pictures were taken 10 years ago, okay? But before thousands of people have slept in your room, okay? You go out there to the pool and the kids are already like, Dad, Mom, I thought it had all these sports and games. And you find out that no, there are no water sport games. You know what I mean? And all these expectations, all this could have been avoided if nobody expected something. Mm-hmm. They'd go out there to the pool and they'd be happy with the pool. They'd go to the room. Your wife wouldn't even know that there was supposed to be a garden tub because you didn't even think about it.
Right.
But instead now, a vacation that could have been a really great time for the family has become a argumentative, get pissed off, be fest. You know what I mean? We could turn it into this whole fest of just arguing about what we don't have and what we want to have and why it doesn't stand up to the pictures. And I've been there before where it takes like a whole day and a half to get over that. Like, this is not at all what this was supposed to be. And you had generated this whole expectation value. And you had decided that this is what you would accept. And guess what? You don't get any of it. You don't get any of it. And I always think that's interesting because people always have those bad vacation stories. And you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know it's all based on expectations.
Which, quick tangent, the secret to being happy at your job is to take a vacation that's even worse.
Cause, oh,
wow. Because then you're like, you know, I can't wait to get back to work and have a little peace and quiet.
It's a real bad vacation. I've been on a couple of those, and that always kind of incurs some sort of food poisoning issue as well.
Oh, yes.
Have you had that before?
Actually, another quick tangent, and this is going to make you barf here, but I was, again, we just recently completed our 200th episode. Yeah. Perspectives. And I came across the episode where you went deep sea fishing in off Florida and got just, violently sick.
Oh, I remember that.
Because I'm just kind of cataloging, our previous episodes. And I just kind of listened to it for a few minutes. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember when that happened.
I remember that. And you know what's so funny is that was one of the downers on that, because my expectations were totally different.
Right.
Instead of just going in it saying, okay, whatever happens, happens. You know what I mean? And that's how I live my life now, is I had to work really hard on that. And I have to constantly work on that. I mean, there's times of the year where you lose sight of that. You know what I mean? And you start going back to the old ways. And you know what happens when you go back to the old ways and you expect things? They don't go the way you expected it. They don't go that way at all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not at all. And that's the key, is that we have to deal with understanding that expectations do really get in the way of our growth. And I think big time they actually pigeonhole our opportunity, the ability to see opportunity. You know, Bill, we talked about this before, is that we tend to not see the opportunity because we've actually defined opportunity in an exact specific way.
Well, it's a tunnel vision, isn't it?
It really is.
You've defined what you want just in these very narrow terms, and therefore you're only seeing what you want to see.
True.
And so it's like kind of looking through a telescope or looking through binoculars. You're not seeing what's beyond the field of vision there. And so it can hamper you. And by the way, and I'm using my own personal experience here, because I'm exactly the person you're describing here, actually. I mean, I can't help it. It's just kind of, I guess it's my personality to a certain extent.
And I think it's a lot of people's personality.
Yeah.
Because I think that a lot of people define, they expect certain expectations, they pigeonhole their opportunities, they pigeonhole their life, they put it, everything's got to go into this round peg, it's got to go the round peg, the square peg's got to have the square peg. My life's got to be exactly like this all the time, otherwise I feel out of control, or things have got to work out that way. But we have a tendency of missing the opportunities, and I've missed the opportunities probably before too in the past, where I expect something to go a certain way. For example, I think it's funny when people expect, let's say, to get a job, a certain specific job, and you go in there and you're like, yes, I got this, and instead of ever, you never once think about the fact that you're probably not supposed to have this job. You're just not going to have it. And you know what? It's probably the best thing that could happen for you. I had a few months ago, there was a TV show that I had put my name in the ring to be one of the, the co-anchor, you know, type people on the show.
Okay.
Several women on the show. And it was a, it's a talk show, morning talk show, right?
Okay.
And so,
and we know how much you love mornings.
Oh, yeah, you know me. But this one didn't start till 9, so it was okay.
Well, still, that's early for you. It's still early for you.
Thanks, Bill. Anyway, so, yeah, so it's still an opportunity. So, anyway, so, yeah, so I was thinking, okay, it is morning, but I'll throw my hat. I'll throw my name in the hat. And you know what? I didn't hear anything back. And I sent in video, and I sent in all my stuff, and I still didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
And for a little while, I was kind of a little, I was a little disturbed. A little angry, because I've been on that show probably 15 or 16 times. And I felt, you know, over the last few years, and I felt like, you know, I knew the ins and outs of it. Mm-hmm. I understand the situation. I understand the way everything rolls. That would be pretty much second nature for me. It wouldn't be that big of a deal. There's not a lot of a learning curve. And, you know, it's great. Well, up until recently, I finally let it go. I didn't, about a week or two later, I let it go. And I let time go by, and I finally got over it, and I let things happen. And then 2 days ago, I ran into one of the people that was on the show.
Right.
And, you know, I was like, how are you doing? I know. And I was like, how are you doing? We started talking, and I said, hey, I'd love to have you on my show here soon. I know you got a busy schedule. And she goes, well, no, not really. And I go, what do you mean? She goes, well, ever since the show got canceled.
And I it did.
And I go, what? And she goes, the show got canceled. She goes, everything had been good. We were at our 2-year mark, and everything was great. And we got done with our 2-year show, and the higher up executives said, we need you to come in to a meeting, you know, when you're done. And they thought, okay, great. And their expectation was, you know, everything's going to be great, and they're going to tell us how great we are. And they literally looked at them and said, we're done. That was the last episode you just did of the show. Thanks a lot for participating, and we're going to go in a different direction. And, I mean, I felt bad for her because I was like, man, I mean, that's awful. You know what I mean?
Right.
To not even realize that that was the last show you were doing. Okay? Now, that's not necessarily to say that's the last show she's ever going to do. I'm just saying that's the last show of that particular show. And so I'm going to have her on one of our shows in the upcoming very near future. However, the best thing that could have happened to me was them to not call me back, to not put me on there.
It worked out for the best after all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to be on a show for a month or two before it gets canned, that's not the way to go into something. I mean, that can really put you on a tailspin. You know what I mean? I mean, it would have given you some more education, some more work. But sometimes we have to realize that the things that we want so bad aren't necessarily the things that we need. And sometimes when we see something as a door closing, it could actually be a real genuine opportunity to save you. In this situation, I was saved from dealing with that situation. I mean, had you just come right in there a month before it blows out, that wouldn't be that fun. You know what I mean? That's kind of sad. So when we return, we'll be talking more about dealing with opportunity and understanding opportunity, as well as the unhappiness quotient and how expectations go hand in hand with being unhappy. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, a lot of times we go into random situations with these random expectations. You know, sometimes we have tunnel vision, like Bill talks about, when we see things in a certain way, that it has to happen that way. We expect it to happen that way, it's going to happen that way, and if it doesn't happen that way, then it's a problem. You know, it's funny how we get so dead focused on having things happen a specific way that we don't see opportunity where it is. We have a tendency of seeing scarcity instead of opportunity because we think that opportunity can only come in a certain specific package on a certain day at a certain time with a certain prognosticator and a certain person providing what's going on. And I think it's interesting because, you know, expectations do kill creativity. And we talked about that earlier. Gets in the way of us being creative human individuals. We become very cookie cutter. We become very into what we're doing, and we have to do it a certain way, or it's critical. And, you know, I know that a lot of people listening are products of their environment, but they're also products of doing the same thing over and over again and expecting just the exact same results. And a lot of times that really does get in the way of us living an interesting, authentic life.
Isn't that Einstein's definition of insanity?
doing the same thing and expecting different results.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, right? And it's funny how that is because, you're right, it's funny how that is because it's like we do this over and over again and we never get outside the box and we always expect certain things and then we don't know why things don't happen for us. You know, why can't I have this? It's like you can't have a an authentic, amazing life if you're not being authentic, if you're not being honest, if you're putting a lot of boundaries on yourself as well as being held down by, you know, by rope. I mean, it's like we hold ourselves down and say, okay, my life sucks. It's so boring. Everything's just the same thing.
Yep. And I think we all know people about that. You know, the ex-coworker from hell, you know, comes to mind.
That,
you know, who had an excuse for everything. And had an excuse for the reason why she had excuses, and wondered why you know bad things happened to her, and you know she never advanced in life, and it's really just a shame to see that, you know and you know I think about my own experiences, I guess I tend to not be a good salesman of myself.
Okay.
And I feel like I should, people should just kind of recognize, that I'm good at what I do, and therefore, give me the opportunity, and I'll show what I can do with it. Sometimes it works out, and sometimes it doesn't, and I get frustrated with the times that it doesn't.
And I think for a lot of us, we do. I mean, it's hard not to get sometimes frustrated when we expect people to do something.
Sure.
You know, we get into that expectations. You expect them to know who you are. You know, it's almost like that whole Hollywood thing where, somebody walks in and they're expecting to get, preferential treatment. And then they're like, don't you know who I am? I mean, don't you know who I am?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Okay. It's Beyonce over here, I mean, I'm trying to get a table here. And that's the key.
And why pick on Beyonce?
I was just saying, I'm Beyonce. I'm allowed to change my name up on the radio whenever I want to. It's part of my prerogative.
Expectations. Just because it's Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, you can't just change whoever you are.
You can be Jay-Z if you want.
Well, if I'm going to be married to Beyonce, I think I'll do that.
Okay, there you go. You be Jay-Z. Who knows? Okay, I'm Don Johnson now. I mean, is that
okay,
what you
want? Well, I'm not going to be Jay-Z then. I'm not going to be married to you if you're not going to be Beyonce.
If you're not Beyonce, then I'm not Jay-Z.
That's
and
right.
That's that. We've all got our expectations tonight on tonight's show. But we also get in the way when we have expectations. We get in the way of our acceptance of others, and we get in the way of our acceptance of situations. So, for example, let's say you go to a dinner party and you expect things to go a certain way. You expect to meet certain people. You expect things to happen the way they are. If none of those expectations take place, you're going to be pretty upset.
Yes.
You're going to say, I wasted a lot of my time. You're going to be looking at your watch a lot or your phone and checking out what time it is. You're going to be texting all the time. And even if you stick around, you're still going to be bored and you're not going to be paying any attention because you expected certain things to happen. And because they're not, you are not accepting of this and you can't get over it. And that's why I prefer to always go into situations without really knowing that much. I would rather know very little than know too much. I would rather know, not even really know why I'm there because it's funny because a lot of times we make all these decisions on why we're there. Oh, we're here to network, or we're here because we need to meet these people, or it's probably nothing to do with it. And yeah. When you just throw that out the window and you go, okay, I'm just going to let this go in my life because it hasn't helped me so far. When I walk into expectations and I expect things to happen, it doesn't help me. So this time I'm going to do something different. And some suggestions on beginning to do this is to start trying it out. When you start trying out a new thing, this is like trying out a new perfume, a new cologne, driving a new car right now. Like losing the whole expectations thing, this is a big deal. Okay, this is a life changer.
Right.
This is a life changer. So when we begin to let go of expectations, we start by letting go by not reading all the fine print, not looking at all the pictures. When somebody invites you to something, look at the name of it. What's the name of it? Okay, it's for Homeless Shelter of Atlanta, whatever. Okay.
Sure, whatever.
So it's a charity thing, and you ask them maybe how you need a dress. And other than that, I really wouldn't focus on really anything else. I mean, I would really go into it very open-minded because it's like reading a book that you've never read. Why would you want to read books that you've always already read? Why would you want somebody to always tell you the ending to every single movie you go to? Because you don't want to have anything outside of your expectations.
And here's a way different application of the concept you're talking about. How about a first date? You know, like a blind date. You know, like I before I met my current girlfriend of almost a year and a half now.
Congratulations!
Thank you. I internet dated. In fact, that's how I met Jen. You know, internet dating.
That's cool.
And I did it for a few years actually before I met Jen, and I came to realize I was taking the wrong approach. You know, I would get on somebody's profile and look at their pictures and the phony Photoshop pictures they put up there, and whatever fake profile they put up there, and have a certain expectation if and when I actually got to meet that person. I got to the point where it's just like, okay, sounds interesting. Well, go out for drinks and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that approach worked much better.
No expectations.
Yeah.
You weren't expecting them to look exactly like they look in the picture.
Right.
You weren't studying that picture and going, wow, you weren't looking at all the stuff written down and go, oh, well, you know what I'm saying? You weren't expecting anything.
Right.
And guess what? It all worked out.
Because here's the thing. I put out my best. I didn't Photoshop any of my pictures, but I chose the best ones from 10 or 15 years previous.
Yeah.
And so why would I expect somebody else to do that?
Right, exactly.
But even if you're just, let's say you meet somebody at a bar or, at somebody at work, first date, hey, would you like to, go grab some drinks after work or whatever?
Yeah.
I think the same concept works is just, don't go in with any expectations. Just, get to know the person and see what happens.
And if you're always going with expectations, it's almost like always knowing the ending of a film. Like, you don't need to. And it really takes the fun out of it.
Like, don't read the last page of the book.
Before
you read the book.
And I know people that used to do that as a kid. I know people that would read the last chapter and then start back on chapter one. And it's just like,
why bother?
Why bother? You already know the ending.
Yeah.
So, I feel like that's part of it. As well as you don't get in the way of your own growth. The growth thing is a factor, too, because we have a tendency of... We all need to grow. We all have to learn. We all have to learn and grow. And part of growing up... is realizing that expectations are murder to creativity and they're murder to opportunity. And anything new happening in your life, like if you're expecting everything to happen a certain way, it's never going to go that way. You're always going to be upset. You're always going to be angry. You're not going to be happy. And it really does take a toll on your happiness. Whether it's blind dating and checking out all the match.com photos and reading back there and seeing that they're a linguist and they like to ride road motorcycles.
All these favorite things they like to do, which when you actually meet the person turns out to be a bunch of BS.
Yeah, they're like, I haven't been on I've never even been on a motorcycle.
Right.
I've never been to the Grand Canyon. Yeah, and I think these are things that need to be thought about when we're dealing with expectations. And so when we're returning, we're talking about more about how a lot of times we do pigeonhole our opportunity and decide that opportunity must come in a certain wrapping. And last but not least, how to really stop making expectations so you can be happier. Stay tuned because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back in two shakes. I can lift you up. I can
show you what you want to see and take you where you want to be. Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We're talking about how expectations get us off target. Universal truth, ding, 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 reality of life is that expectations don't help. They hurt. They really do help. They do hurt situations. They don't help you. And actually, they pigeonhole us from realizing opportunities that are right in front of our face.
Expectations suck.
Expectations suck.
Which, by the way, isn't there like a YouTube channel and there's a video?
Ashley Burgess on YouTube.
Isn't there a video of
Expectations suck.
Yes. Another
shameless plug. I like that. Yes, and it's also in my 10-day challenge to live your true life. I talk about how expectations suck because they do. They are not your friend. They aren't your friend at all. Instead, it's almost like the target practice where you're shooting at someone else's target the whole time, and your target's right in front of you, right? And Bill's even seen it happen before, and it does
literally.
Happen. And that's literally, but I'm talking about it, even figuratively, I see it happen every day where people look at me and go, well, I'm supposed to be here, but I'm here. And I go, so you're supposed to be here? Oh, yeah, I was supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be there. And I like it when you go to, I've gone to several luncheons that I have no idea what I'm about to walk into. And that's what I like about it, because in the past, when I was younger, I would have made all these expectations on what was going to happen. And I would sit there and be interested all the way up until the fact where that never happened. that never even took place. And it was always something else that was going on. And so, like, even today, even earlier today before we came into the studio, I went to a meeting and it was interesting and it, everything's great. But had I had any expectations on that, oh, I would have walked out of that thing just like, this is awful. You know, what a waste of time. But instead, there was a lot of opportunity, and I look forward to working with some people. But in the meantime, I have no expectations on how that's going to go, and I'm not going to sit there and try to say what opportunity means, because I think that opportunity, when you're in love, when you're doing what you love, and you're in the love of the game, opportunities can come from various angles. You know, they can come from all over. And when it's not just what's in it for you, and we've talked about that earlier tonight, is that when it's all what's in it for you, you take apart all the goodness of life, or what's the reasoning for doing things. You take apart your power position, you take away your happiness. And let's talk about that, that when we expect things, when we have expectations on life, it makes us what? Unhappy and irritated.
Yep.
Unhappy and irritated. You know, I mean, even when you go, let's say a sporting event.
Right.
Let's just say a sporting event. I've gone to events before where you get tickets.
Yep.
You get them online, and we all know.
Or will call, yeah.
And we all know what that little the little arena breakdown on the internet looks like,
mm-hmm.
and they have like the little dots, and it shows you this one's open or it'll be green. You know what I mean? It won't be like grayed out.
Sure.
And you know that those are tickets that are options, right?
Right.
And you look around, and you go, oh, those are good. Oh, those are good. Oh, those are good. And so you finally settle on some tickets, right?
Uh-huh.
And when you go to will call and you pick them up, and you walk inside the arena, and yeah. You got an overhang, okay? You didn't realize there was going to be an overhang right there that happens to just come to that one side of the arena. Or you didn't realize there's going to be a wall thing here. You didn't know that was going to happen. Or you didn't realize that you were the biggest thoroughfare walkway there is right by your chair.
And you didn't realize that the guy sitting next to you is 400 pounds and has decided to get one of everything in the concession menu.
And he's half on your seat.
Yes.
He is in your seat. And I have been there before.
And he didn't bathe that day.
Oh, God. We're cracking that one up. Yeah, that's pretty. Go home at that point. Just go home.
Yeah.
So sit on the ground. Go home. But no, I've been there before, and it takes away the fun, doesn't it?
It does.
Like, all of a sudden, you're not looking at the basketball or any whatever game. You're not looking at any of it. You're paying more attention to, I can't believe I spent this money on these tickets.
Right.
What a letdown. What a letdown. I actually walked out of a game one time because my friend had won tickets on the radio on an FM component show.
Right.
And at one, well, we're FM component, but on an FM morning talk show.
Okay.
And had won some tickets. And, you know, she got these tickets and she calls me up and she goes, yeah, we're going to go to this game. It's going to be great. And I go, where are the tickets at? I don't know. I don't know. They didn't say it. They're at will call. I don't know. I don't know where the tickets are. I was like, you don't know what section they are or anything like that. And so I start like making.
Yeah, so you're already putting conditions.
Yes.
Yes. Before you even.
Before I even got there.
Yeah.
And I said, fine, you know, come on over to my house and I'll drive us, you know, because I'm a better driver, you know. And so
I am a good driver.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, I can drive. I'm pretty good at that, especially compared to other women. I mean, it's just it's what it is. God bless y'all all, but I do prefer to drive. I have saved forest fires and many accidents based on my driving that other people probably couldn't have stopped, so I was glad that I was capable. However, we get there, and I park, and we go to the will call, and I'm thinking in my head, this is a really big station.
Okay.
They have a lot of money. They probably have really good tickets.
Yep.
So I start thinking all that, right?
Okay.
No. Huh.
The nose bleeds.
The exact opposite of everything I just said is what those tickets were, okay? And I go, I haven't even been up to that section before. I mean, the ceiling is smaller. I mean, literally, you go from these really tall ceilings on section 100s, and then they're kind of partial section 200, which is the floor up. And then the next floor up, the ceilings is short.
Right.
It's like 9-foot ceilings. And I mean, I'm like, oh, my God. You know, so we get out there, and sure enough, we're sitting next to a guy with a big thumb thing. And there's people sitting in our seats. You know what I mean? There's people sitting in our seats.
So you had to go get the usher, yeah.
Well, no, I was just like, hey, you know, unfortunately, you're in our bad seats. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So he sat down. And I literally, it was so far away from being able to see the game that after about 10, 15 minutes, I said, you know what? I just had enough.
But, like, you had a better view of the moon.
Yeah, I was like, I had enough. Yeah. I had enough. I'm done. I'm good. You know what I mean? And it's sad because you know how many people would have loved those seats? You know how many people would have been happy to have those seats?
I would have. I always sit in the nosebleeds when I go to sporting events.
I don't, but if I wouldn't have thought that this particular station had a lot of money and that the seats would be really good, I would have been in a lot better mood to sit there. I would have been fine about it. You know what I'm saying? Because I wouldn't have been expecting anything. And I was thinking, oh, we'd be behind. I was thinking, well, you know, we'll probably be behind, like, the team. You know what I mean? Probably some of those floor seats or something. You know what I mean? I'm imagining courtside seats. You know, I've already like, you know, thought
like
about...
Like you and Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. I've already thought about, you know, ordering from the cocktail waitress is going to be down. You know, I'm already... Right. Yeah, no. Uh-uh. No. No, 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 no. None of that was an option. I was in the nosebleed, and it got me so bad that I literally left. I went downstairs to the bar and started drinking. And finally, I was like, hey, I'm going to take off. She's like, yeah, it's not worth staying here. And so I kind of just ruined it for everybody. But, you know, but what really ruined it for everybody was the expectations.
Right.
Okay. And
instead
that's
just going in and just taking it as it comes. And, you know, even though you may not normally have sat in that section, it would have been a new experience for me. You know, different perspective, no pun intended.
Most definitely different perspective. And you're so right. And if I would have just allowed it to be, it would have been all fine. And however, it wasn't. And so, you know, that's a lot of things. Like, think about it. In life, whether it's your work, your job, your home life, your marriage, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, going out on the town, getting a new gig, trying out for that new job, whatever it is that you have going on, when we put expectations on it, it takes it out of being a new experience, and it takes it into a mind-made limitation. We create our own mind-made limitations by expecting anything. Expectations should be called limitations. That's really what it should be, because they're limitations because they limit us from experiencing life. They're complete and utter limitations. So every time that we have these expectations, we're actually limiting ourselves. We're taking away our happiness. We're taking away our joy. We become irritated, we become angry, we become upset, we become pissed off, because we get up and we get angry because we're wanting something totally different. However, our mind has created these limitations that we are supposed to live by in order to be happy. And sadly enough, they come in the form of expectations. And I think it's interesting because we all deal with this to a degree. I still deal with it on and off, here and there, on a probably bi-weekly or weekly basis, where I expect somebody to call me and they don't. I expect somebody to follow through,
right,
and they don't.
And it just ruins your day.
And you're just like, well, if they loved me, they would have called me. You know what I mean? If this was going to work, they would have called me by now. You know what I mean? But this is obviously not going to
and
work.
And then you just, you know, kind of sit there and pout, you know, and hold your breath.
You're still breathing through your nose, though, I bet. No, you're not. Bill just turned blue. We'll be getting him a stretcher here shortly. I'm not going to expect anything of it. Seriously, think about it. We all expect things. And the sad thing is that there are limitations. And we actually create our own limitations for ourselves on a daily basis when it comes to everything and everybody. And so for everybody listening tonight, a few key tips. First off, stop. Cease the limitations. Try it out a few times. That's all you have to do is try it out. I'm not asking you to do anything else. I'm asking you to test drive the vehicle, not buy it. Test drive the vehicle, get in the vehicle, and try it out. Don't expect anything. Just try it out. Don't learn too many facts about where you're going. Just know how to get there and what it's for and go. Okay? If it's about a date, a blind date, try it out. You know what? It's not the end of the world if it doesn't work. Okay? And it's all about experiences. This earth, this being, ourselves, are all about experiencing new and unique things. So stay tuned. We got a great show for you coming up. And Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in three shakes.